Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Macaulay? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Hey, I'm doing all right, man. You know we, you know what we're here for, you know, to talk sports, entertainment, everything else. You guys all know the number. It's 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So, you know, we're going to kick off with a little football. You know, right now the Giants are tied with the Eagles right now. I mean, the Cowboys, I should say.
Yeah.
With 14. And, of course, preview the, you know, the World Series, which is going to happen on Tuesday, game one, between the Royals and the Giants. Of course, you know, we're going to also talk about the Jets trade, acquiring Percy Harvin from the Seahawks. And also, you know, we're going to talk a little NBA as, you know, the regular season is about to start soon. And as usual, you know, we're going to end the show with a little WWE, a little TNA news. So, you know, with that, you know, you guys know the number. You know what we do here. We talk sports, entertainment, everything else. And the number again is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to, you know, give your thoughts on what's going on in the world of sports and entertainment. So with that in mind,
you know that that just sounded like you did a promo for WWE again. It's only $9.99.
And that's $9.99. Yeah, we're definitely going to be promoting it next week because the pay-per-view event, Hell in the Cell, is coming up. Next Sunday coming up. So, yeah, we're definitely going to be promoting $9.99 with the WWE Network, even though we're not getting paid by them. But, yeah, you know, we're going to talk about that later in the show as usual. But, yeah, you know, let's talk a little Giants football. You know, the Giants as we speak right now are in the third quarter, and they're tied with their rival, the Cowboys. And you know, the Giants are basically trying to bounce back from that loss they had against the Eagles when they were shut out 21-0. And of course, and also, you know, Victor Cruz had that season-ending injury. So with that, what's your thoughts on the whole situation?
Well, that injury of Victor Cruz, I mean, that was a devastating injury to watch. And it's devastating also to the Giants because, I mean, you know, Victor Cruz is, you know, one of our top wide receivers on the team. So with him out, you know, these guys like Odell Beckham and Reuben Randall and Daniel Fells, and the other tight end, I forget his name, but they're going to have to step up now in his place. And also, Rashad Jennings, he's out as well right now with an injury. Don't know when we're getting him back. So a lot of these guys on the team are going to have to step up. And, yeah, I mean, that was a bad loss last week to the Eagles. We didn't even score a point. Not one point.
I know.
We became the second team after the Jets to go scoreless in the game.
I know. Don't remind me about that what was it, 31-0 loss to the Chargers.
By the Yeah, but, I mean, it was a bad loss. So now we're trying to get this win today against the Cowboys. And right now, like you said, it's tied 14-14 in the third quarter, under 10 minutes left. Hopefully Giants can win this and, you know, stay in this division race.
Oh, yeah. Because you cannot have these back-to-back divisional losses and, you know, be taken seriously in this this race.
Exactly.
So hopefully the Giants, you know, it's still a tie game. They got a shot. So hopefully they can, you know, muster some offense and, you know, shut them down.
Yeah.
And hopefully the Giants, you know, score a touchdown and that'll heal Victor Cruz, and he starts tossing in the stands.
With his crutches.
With the crutches. Well, seriousness, you know the Giants, they need to, they're still in this game, and you know they must win this game in order to, you know, be taken seriously in this race.
This is a must-win game. It would be a big game, also.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's always a, you know, big game, you know, between the Cowboys and the Giants.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Well, you know, we'll keep you guys posted, you know, what's going on in the game, you know, as the show continues. But let's shift gears to the other team in town, you know, my New York Giants. You know, they made a big trade a few days ago. They acquired Percy Harvin, you know, the huge wide receiver kick returner for the Seattle Seahawks. You know, basically, it's a big move. You know, the Jets, you know, they need to improve their offense.
Yep.
And they have another piece to go along with Eric Decker, you know, to hopefully, you know, ignite Geno Smith, who, you know, unfortunately, he had arguably his best game of his career against the Patriots, but fortunately, it wasn't meant to be. And the Jets fall to 1-6. You know, the season's basically done, but, you know, they need, you know, this is you know, this is Rex, this is if they don't turn it around, which, you know, most likely they won't, you know, this is most likely the end of Rex Ryan's tenure as a Jet head coach.
Oh yeah, no question about it. If they don't turn this around and somehow make the playoffs, he's going to be gone after this season, no doubt about it. You know, it's going to be time for a change because, I mean, this will be, what, the third, fourth straight season they haven't made the playoffs or something like that?
I think it'll be like the fourth or fifth, I'm trying to think. They haven't. Yeah, I think this might be the fourth or fifth they haven't made the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and, you know, they're 1-6, although they've been playing a brutal stretch against some very good teams.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, the game on Thursday was a pretty good game. They had a chance to win that in the end. It's just that the field
that
goal
blocked.
Yeah.
The field goal got blocked in the end, you know.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it would have been, I'm trying to remember, how many yards would have been? Like a 53-yard field goal or something like that?
Yeah, it was a long field goal.
Yeah. So they had a chance to, they had a shot to win it, but unfortunately, you know, you're going against a future Hall of Famer in Tom Brady, the guy who, shoot, this guy only has, like, what, five career losses against the Jets?
Wow.
So, I mean, this guy, you know, this guy knows. This guy has our number, man.
Yeah.
So, what can you do, man? I mean, Geno Smith, he played well, but, you know, his best wasn't good enough.
Yeah, he played a good, that was his best game of the season so far.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Yes, they have to run the ball more, you know? You know,
exactly.
Run the ball more and then pass.
Exactly. If like we were talking about last week, you know, Geno Smith is, you know, is throwing the ball, you know, multiple times, at least 30 times, you know, that's not a good sign. You know, you need to rush the ball, and once the defense, you know, is, you know, prepared for the run, then you like keep the defense off balance, you know, with some passes.
Exactly.
But they should have stick with the running game.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
Well, hopefully you'll take your advice.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, I can guarantee they're not gonna lose soon because they got the bye week. So we'll see what happens.
Well, you know, hopefully Percy Harvey will bring a spark to the team. I heard the reason that the Seahawks traded him is because he has some anger issues.
Oh yeah, you know? I heard he had a bunch of off the field issues.
Yeah.
Even as early as last week, where apparently he didn't play. He didn't want to play, I think, out of frustration because he didn't feel like he was, you know, involved in the offense of the team. You know, allegedly. And that's basically why they got rid of him. They didn't want to deal with, you know, with the off-the-field stuff. And
right.
Apparently he got into a few fights with his former teammates, apparently, too.
Wow.
So.
Hopefully he changes his behavior, you know.
Hopefully. That's the only way you could get a talented guy like that, you know. You know it has to be off-the-field stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So hopefully he could get his act together and, you know, ignite this Jet offense.
Yeah. He's definitely a talented wide receiver, and he's a returns guy
kick
on the special teams.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jets need help on both categories, so.
Yeah.
You know, perfect trade. You know, they give up a conditional pick for next year. You know, they had to do it, even though. It is a little too late. I mean, they're, you know, 1-6, but who know? Hopefully it could go on a run. I doubt it, but who knows? That's the beauty of sports. You never know.
You never know, exactly.
And speaking of runs, man, the Royals, they can't be stopped. I mean,
8-0 in this full season.
I know. I mean, my goodness. They can't be stopped, and they're gonna be facing a team, you know, that matches well, you know, in every category, especially pitching too, with the Giants. That's gonna be an interesting, you know, World Series to see.
Yeah, I mean, the Royals are like the Cinderella team right now.
Oh yeah, they're the team of destiny. You You know, you can't stop that team, man. This is their first appearance in the World Series since, you know, winning it all in 85. So, I mean, it looks like it's their year, basically. They're going to try to do to the Giants what they did to the Cardinals, what was it, 29 years ago?
Yeah, in 85, right?
Yep.
It should be a good matchup. I mean, Royals, they have a good pitching, timely hitting. They are the team of destiny right now, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you got the Giants. They're trying to win the third championship in 5 years. And, man, this, I mean, from 50, from, because they last won, before they won in 2010, the last time they won, do you know what year it was?
What year?
1954. They were still in New York. They were still, you know, Willie Mays was on the team.
Damn.
And that was, and, you know, let me tell you how that was. That was the year before the Brooklyn Dodgers won their first and only championship in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Until they both moved, you know, after, I believe, the 57th season they both left?
I think so.
So, yeah, I mean, Giants was in a huge drought until 2010. So, now
they're Giants, winning championships like it's nothing.
Exactly. It's kind of like the Red Sox.
Yeah.
You know, the Red Sox, they went from 1918 to, you know, 2004, before they finally won in 2004 to snap that huge drought. And then now they won three in 9 years or so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shoot.
There's nothing for them.
Shoot, the Cubs are – look at the Cubs. I mean, Cubs haven't won in 08. And the funny thing about that is that they won back-to-back years, 1907 and 1908. So they were, you know, they were probably thinking they were going for a three-peat. And now they're still looking for that third ever championship.
Yeah, still looking for it after so many years.
I know. But that's how, you know, funny sports is, you know. You never know.
Mm-hmm,
but what we do know is that the you know, the Giants and the Royals, they got a shot that me and you wishing both of our New York team baseball teams had a shot right now.
Oh yeah.
But
they're playing golf.
Yeah, they're playing golf right now. I think the Mets are leading the Yankees. Oh, wait, actually, in golf you're supposed to get the lower score. So, I guess I have a lower score than you do. I guess. What is it, 14-13 or something? In any case, hopefully that'll transfer into the Subway Series next year when we return back to the 6-game format. But in any case, you know, we'll keep you guys posted what goes on, you know, in the World Series next week.
It should be a good one. I mean, so it's going to be good pitching versus good pitching, timely hitting versus timely hitting.
Yeah, they're pretty much evenly matched, basically.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. And the Knicks, I don't know if you heard, Carmelo Anthony, he basically, you know, said that he doesn't, kind of like similar to what he said not last week, I think it was 2 years ago, when he said that, you know, he doesn't need to score for the team to win.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, so he basically said the same thing, and he acknowledged that he did say something similar to that. But with the, you know, Phil Jackson triangle offense, you know, he thinks he'll be taking less shots. So, you know, he'll be taking less shots, so his accuracy will be more efficient because he doesn't have to throw, you know, shots unless if it's, you know, unless if he has an opening or it's in the fourth quarter where they need to score some runs.
Yeah.
I mean, some points, I should say. And by the way, the Cowboys are leading the Giants. What is that? 21-14.
Yeah.
So.
So Nate Escobar scored.
Is 6-10 in the third. so far. But yeah, by the way, there's gonna be a whatchamacallit, you know that actor slash director, I'm trying to remember his name. I'm trying to think of his name. Is it Rosenthal or something? Rosenberg? He's a comedian, I think, too. For whatever reason, I can't remember his name. I just had it in my head. Well, anyway, he's coming out with this new movie that basically highlights the championship Knick teams of the 70s.
Oh, yeah, right. It's going to be on ESPN 30-30, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I did see a commercial for that.
Yeah, I definitely got to check it out. For whatever reason, I can't remember the guy's name for whatever reason. I see his face and everything. It's Michael Rosenberg. I don't think it's Rosenberg. What is it? Rosen? I'm going to have to check that out.
It's called When the Garden, When the Garden Was Eden or something?
Eden? Yeah, I think that's the name of it. Yeah, I think that's the name of it.
By Harvey Ayrton?
No, but that's
Is that him? Or Michael Rappaport?
Michael Rappaport, thank you. That's the name I'm looking for. Rappaport,
okay.
Michael Rappaport. That's the name that eluded me.
It looks
it's
good.
Oh, yeah, I definitely got to check that out. They even had some quotes from the former players, including, you know, the Zen Master, Phil Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think they started filming it before he got the job.
Yeah.
But I think they might have asked him some stuff afterwards. But, yeah, it looks real interesting. I haven't checked it out, obviously.
Yeah, it's been a while since I watched a 30 for 30 program. So I'm definitely waiting to see this one.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep you guys posted how it went down after we see it. And lastly, I don't know if you heard, there's a bunch of WWE rumors that the Dudley Boys might return.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because
what's his name? Bubba Ray just get married to Brooke Hogan?
Well, I think that was storyline purposes, but that was like. Wow, that was like months ago. Like
earlier this year.
Yeah, earlier this year.
So will she come too?
No. They ended that gimmick. They ended that gimmick months ago.
Oh well, it's been a while since I followed TNA. So
yeah, I mean, I haven't really been following it that much either. And there was reports that Kurt Angle wants to return to WWE, but. The reports are claiming that they don't want him back, and they offered him a full-time contract, you know, knowing that he wouldn't accept it because he wants to be a part-time wrestler, similar to Brock Lesnar or The Rock, you know.
Why don't they want him back?
The rumor is because, you know, he had past drug, drug problems.
Oh.
But it looked like that's in the past because, you know, he changed his lifestyle. You know, he's, you know, a born-again Christian. You know, he's basically trying to, you know, better his life. You know,
Yeah, he's changed. He's a changed man.
Yeah, I think WWE should give him a second shot. Chance. It would be nice to see him get one last run, see him fight Daniel Bryan or Jack Swagger.
Yeah.
Hopefully that happens. But
I hope so.
But the rumors right now is that he's going to remain with TNA again and basically end his career, you know, since it seems like WWE doesn't want him, but I guess we'll see what happens with that. But, let's talk about what's going on WWE right now. And, of course, you cannot talk about WWE without talking about Dean Ambrose.
Oh, yeah.
And as you know, on Monday Night Raw, he defeated John Cena in that contract on a pole match, which was supposed to happen next week at the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view event. But WWE pushed that, you know, they changed their mind and put the stipulation match on last week's Raw. And Dean Ambrose won with a little help from the Authority. And Dean Ambrose will face his rival, and former S.H.I.E.L.D. member Seth Rollins inside the Hell in the Cell.
Yep, and Cena will face Randy Orton for the 1,000th time.
Oh, yeah. Inside the Hell in the Cell.
I mean, come on. Like, it should have been the other way around. I would have loved to see Dean Ambrose fight Randy Orton. Come on, man.
No. They're probably going to fight each other next month anyway. Probably.
Right, but, I mean, we always see Randy Orton fighting John Cena. I mean, aren't you tired of it already?
I've been tired of it since 2007.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't want to see Randy Orton and Cena fight in the cell. Sure, I'd rather see AJ versus Paige in the cell, to be honest with you.
Right, that's why I wanted to see Ambrose and Orton and then have Cena fight the Rollins.
Yeah, but the storyline is better with Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins just settling the score. You know what
True.
I mean? Because you know put an end to that put an end to the feud. I mean because basically I mean the feud is great, but you know the Hell in a Cell that would put the icing on the cake of that feud because the feud was supposed to end, but Roman Reigns got hurt, so. That reignited the feud again. But I assume this is the end of the... I assume that's the end of the feud. And then afterwards...
Do you think this will be the last match between them?
Yeah, I think so. And then John Cena will face Seth Rollins. And then Dean Ambrose will face Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Because you know the Authority is gonna get involved in this match.
Somehow. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was about to say. Some way, somehow they will.
Kane, you could put that in the bank. Kane's going to get involved some way.
Mm-hmm. I think Rollins will retain it.
But his contract is on the line, I don't think.
Oh, it's not?
I don't think so. I just
I
think
thought it was for the contract.
I don't think so. I'd have to double check, but I don't think I don't think the contract's on the line.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
In that case, then Dean Ambrose is going to win.
Yeah, if the contract was on the line, then yeah, I would agree. I would agree that you know Dean would lose. And apparently, it looks like Hogan's gonna make an appearance tomorrow night also.
Oh, really? We just saw him a few weeks ago in that pink tank top.
Oh yeah, right when he was promoting the breast cancer awareness.
Exactly.
That's probably what he's going to do. Probably that's what he's going to do when he shows up tomorrow, too, I suppose.
Oh, okay.
But I have no idea. And
Does
of
he
course,
have breast like, cancer?
No, well, God forbid. God forbid, because dudes can get that, too. Hopefully not, you know.
Okay.
But what was I going to say? That's my train of thought. Darn, I forgot what I was going to say. It was about WWE. I just can't remember. Is there anything you'd like to say while I try to remember what I was going to...
Check out my show iMac, Saturdays at 11, and, of course, Sports Urban Legend, this show every Sundays at 6.
Well, you heard the guy, man. You know, check out both shows. And with that, I guess now I'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Alright, so that was Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Ramon. I'll see you guys next week, and we'll preview what's going on at the Hell in the Cell pay-per-view event and what's going on in the World Series. So with that, we'll see you guys next week.